This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Christians at Corinth had some ungodly attitudes. They were puffed up because of the supernatural gifts they had received. Paul asked them 3 questions. Who makes you to differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you received it, why do you glory as if you had not received it? Please take note of the irony of Paul's statements. Now you are full. Now you are rich. You have reigned as kings without us. I would to God that you did reign, that we might also reign with you. 1 Corinthians 4, 6 and 7. On the one hand, the Corinthians were guilty of thinking of themselves more highly than they should have. On the other hand, many of them did not think highly enough of the apostles who had sacrificed so much for the kingdom of God. Paul explains, "For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed unto death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men." 1 Corinthians 4, 9. In contrast to the exalted position that the Corinthians imagined for themselves, Paul shows the position of the apostles of our Lord. The abuse and opposition that the apostles experienced led Paul to say, "It seems to me that God has set forth the apostles last." The apostles actually had a very high and exalted position in the Lord's church. According to Paul, the church of Christ, the household of God, is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians 2:20. The apostles were God's gracious gift to the church. Ephesians 4:11. Yet the treatment they received made it appear that the apostles were set forth last. The verb "set forth" means to put on exhibit or to show. The verb suggests holding up to view so everyone could see. The apostles seem to be out front in being exposed to the hatred and abuse that Christians often experience. If the apostles were treated in such a fashion, how could the Corinthians imagine they reigned as kings? It ought to be obvious that the members of the body of Christ at Corinth needed an attitude adjustment. It was almost as if the apostles were appointed to death. It certainly appeared on the surface that the apostles were condemned to death. It is hard to imagine the abuse these great men of God had to endure. In fact, many historians believe that all of the apostles, with the exception of John, suffered violent death. We know Herod Agrippa I killed the apostle James with a sword and wanted to kill the apostle Peter, Acts 12, 1 and 2. Tradition says the apostle Peter was crucified. What a shame that Satan used brutal men to kill the apostles and many other Christians. Paul says the apostles were made a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. The word theatron, translated spectacle, is the Greek word that comes into English in our word theater. Paul is saying that the apostles were constantly on display, as if in a theater. They were seen by the world, by angels, and by men. In his commentary on the first epistle to the Corinthians, Dr. F. W. Grosheide of the Free University of Amsterdam says, "The idea of spectacle refers to the customs of antiquity in which many people were delighted in the suffering of slaves, criminals, and conquered people." Page 107. I'm not sure the modern world has changed all that much. There is a sense in which all faithful followers of Jesus Christ are treated as if they were spectacles. The Apostle Peter warned his readers, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial that is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad with exceeding joy." 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. What difference does it make how the world views us if we have the approval of God Almighty? Thank you, and may God bless you.